Charlie Brennan, Voice of St. Louis. Thanks for joining us. Every Tuesday at this time, we meet another entrepreneur who is starting a business that we think you should know about. And today, she's Stacy Taubman, founder and president of Girls Dreaming Big. She's a former educator in the Kirkwood and Ladue schools who started this organization, which is going to be explained by you, Stacy. Thanks for joining us today on KMOX.
Well, thank you for having me.
Girls Dreaming Big?
That is correct. Girls Dreaming Big. It's a tutoring coaching company to really help high school girls figure out who they are and what they want.
And is this ACT or SAT prep?
You know, a little bit of everything. We do academic tutoring as well as ACT. The big difference is we feel young women really want support, not just with academics, but also that social emotional piece too. It's hard to think about math or ACT when you're stressed about boy drama or family drama or whatever it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama and it's always associated with the girls. You know, you never hear about boy drama.
Well, it's just a tough time. You know, they have a lot of mixed messages and pressures.
So give me some examples of how you've been helping girls through these difficult years.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've already mentioned the ACT tutoring and the academic tutoring, but a fun example would be a young woman wanted to plan a fashion show. Her dream is to go into fashion. And so we started meeting once a week, and her goal was to raise $1,000 to give back to young women at her school. We actually raised $5,000.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and it was fun for me getting to get her to meet impressive women here in St. Louis and going on coffees and just really learning to network.
So how are you compensated for your time?
Well, it's a fee-for-service. It's tutoring and coaching. So think life coaching or academic tutoring.
And what are the fees for the girls?
You know, they range anywhere from $40 to $75, depending on what the services are.
And is that per hour?
That is per hour.
Yeah, sure. Have any of your girls gone on to bigger and better things?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite thing is when I get text messages from a young woman saying, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I just got this amazing internship and it's all because of you. So those you know, bring tears to my eyes.
This is Stacy Taubman, who's with Girls Dreaming Big. How do we reach you if we want more information?
Our website, girlsdreamingbig.com, is a great place, or Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Yeah.
So you left the secure life of being a teacher in the local public schools,
yeah.
Either Ladue or Kirkwood.
Worked at both. Yeah, my parents thought I lost my mind.
Yeah, because a steady salary and a decent pension,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, it's great. After 12 years of teaching, I was doing well. But, you know, my dream is to really change the world for young women. And so I decided to take the leap, and Kirkwood was kind enough to hold my job for a year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you did take the leap. You didn't go back, correct?
I did not. We were fortunate enough to win the SEIC competition. It's a WashU business plan competition.
Oh, that's with the Scandalaris Center.
Yeah, we won the Scandalaris Award, the grant. So that really gave me the courage to keep going. Another thing that gave me the courage is I started interviewing smart, strong, successful women here in St. Louis. And at this point, I've interviewed over 300 women. Because what if a young woman wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer or what have you? I wasn't those things. How do I help support them on that journey?
When you won the award from the Scandalaris Center, was YouthBridge by chance behind that?
They were.
Yeah,
they
YouthBridge is one of our proud sponsors here on KMOX, and people don't know that they do have this competition for entrepreneurs at WashU, and there is a little monetary
award.
It was
game-changing for us. I mean, winning a $25,000 grant right off the bat, that was huge.
What does the research tell us about developing girls? How do we make sure that our girls are successful and able to achieve their dreams and dream big?
Yeah, you know, for me, I think it's if you can't be what you can't see. It's about exposure. And that's really a lot of the motivation behind starting a second company, Rise Collaborative Workspace. I want to surround these young women with amazing women. You know, we're opening up a female-focused co-working space to give professional women a place to conduct business, but also give back to the young women we work with. So imagine a high school girl sitting working on her homework, and 100 feet away in the boardroom are amazing women. I mean, that's game-changing.
Do you think sometimes we set the bar too low for our girls?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I think that there's a lot of pressures. I see a lot of high school girls dealing with perfectionism.
Mm-hmm.
Just worrying about having it all together all the time. And really,
right. They
need a space where they can let down their hair, so to speak, and it doesn't matter what you look like or who's talking to you, and just to be you and to focus on who you are and what you want.
How many people in your organization?
In Girls Dreaming Big? We've worked with over 2,000 girls since we've started, girls and parents.
How many employees do you have?
So it's me and then a bunch of contract employees.
Are you growing?
And we are. So we are launching Girls Dreaming Big Academy in Atlanta.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Starting in St. Louis and now going to Atlanta.
Yeah. A teacher in an impressive school district contacted me and really wanted to launch our in-school program there.
Well, good for you, Stacy Taubman. Not only are you the 132nd in our series on the growing startup movement in St. Louis, but you're the founder and president of Girls Dreaming Big. And we can go to name the website once again.
GirlsDreamingBig.com.
GirlsDreamingBig.com. As simple as that. Well, thanks for joining us and good luck. And if we could be helpful in any way, please let us know.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Isn't that impressive? So good luck, everybody.